thousands of Houthi protesters have staged more anti-government demonstrations in the capital, Sana'a. Protesters are calling on the government to resign. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has asked the Houthis to end their rallies. The council has also threatened to impose sanctions on all those who destabilize Yemen. The Israeli military has ordered a Palestinian MP to leave her home in the West Bank city of Ramallah and move to Jericho. Khalida Jarrar says she was handed a note ordering her forced transfer within 24 hours. She says an international campaign has been launched in opposition to the order. British MP George Galloway has been taken to hospital for treatment after he was attacked by a pro-Israeli man in London. According to a spokesman, Galloway was posing for a picture with people in West London when the pro-Israeli man attacked him. Galloway is a vocal supporter of Palestine. The Bahrain Center for Human Rights has expressed concern about hundreds of inmates who are on hunger strike in a Bahraini prison. The group says the detainees have complained about being beaten and kept in unsanitary cells. Around 600 prisoners launched a hunger strike 9 days ago to protest their conditions. The president of the European Commission has accused Russia of significant incursions into eastern Ukraine. In a phone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, José Manuel Barroso expressed concern over Moscow's alleged role in the fighting in Ukraine, and the EU has threatened to take additional measures against Moscow. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has rejected allegations that Russia has invaded Ukraine. Lavrov says there is no proof to support the accusations. President Vladimir Putin has asked pro-Russian forces to create a corridor to allow Ukrainian soldiers to leave the conflict zone. The UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination says the U.S. must eradicate racism in its police forces. The committee also said the U.S. police must halt their brutal tactics toward minorities. The fatal shooting of an African-American teenager by a policeman on August the 9th sparked mass protests across the U.S. And at least 24 miners are trapped inside a collapsed gold mine in northeastern Nicaragua. Officials say the mine collapsed due to landslides caused by heavy torrential rains. A representative of the gold mine has confirmed that the trapped miners are still alive.